Crystal, CrystaM, Moran, Moran, 77-1977. Crystal is a 48-year-old woman who comes in today because she's concerned about slight redness above the knee on the right side. Period. In a paragraph about 3 years ago, she was attacked by a pig that she had, and she had a terrible infection in that leg. At times, there was a lot of redness, a lot of heat. They thought she might have an infection in her leg and possible DVT, but there was never any evidence of DVT. Her D-dimer may have been positive a couple of times, but she was never placed on any blood thinners, period. In the paragraph, she was hospitalized a couple of times because of the infection, but she had no history of osteomyelitis, period. This happened yesterday. She's concerned about the redness. She has minimal pain. She's ambulating without any difficulty, period. She has a history of hypertension. She was supposed to be on lisinopril, but she's not taking any medication. Her blood pressure is stable at this time. Surgery, C-section, cholecystectomy, ankle replacement, shoulder replacement. Last period was 6 years ago. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's been married 10 years. She has two children. She does a lot of raising, a lot of animals, and she wants to get on tirzepatide to lose weight. She doesn't smoke, but she does vape at this time. She does drink very little. Family history, heart disease, stroke, no colon cancer reported. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. She weighs 205 pounds, concerned about her weight going up, 98, 97, 98.1, 97.02, 1883 pulse, 127 over 81, heart positive, small positive, still lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, mixture, JVT, skin shows, no rash, there's slight redness and heat above the knee on the right side. There's no DVT, evidence of DVT, there's negative Hohmann sign. There's good range of motion. There's positive pulses present. Skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa with hand lesion. Assessment number one, history of right leg injury. Number two, recent history of fall off the bicycle causing redness above the knee. Number three, I'm going to treat it with Keflex 500 four times a day and aspirin 81 milligram a day. Number four, I see no evidence of DVT. Number five, she has excellent bilateral pulses. Number six, if she gets worse, redness increases, or she has more pain, to go to the emergency room for repeat testing, Doppler study, and a D-dimer. Next number, check blood work. Next number, she wants to get on tirzepatide to lose weight. She has no family history of thyroid cancer, and looking at her thyroid today, there's no evidence of nodularity. Next number, history of cholecystectomy. Next number, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number is a family history of stroke. We looked at her neck. There was no carotid ultrasound. There was no evidence of there was no abnormality in the carotid. Next number is thyroid within normal limits. No evidence of hepatitis or D. I have to remember mine, D or Habit D. The only one I don't know is this pipe. Next number, upper and lower extremity, no DVT or PVD noted. Next number, no thyroid nodule once again. Next number, echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, abdomen reveals status post cholecystectomy, slightly fatty liver, which she needs to lose at least 15 to 20 pounds. Normal carotid, normal kidney and bladder. Thank you.